Okay, B'siyata D'Shmai, we're the second and last year on Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We'll pick up with the fascinating topic that we spoke about last time, and then do Siv Dalet in the Ramah, and all that comes out of it. There's a lot of interesting things that come out, and I figured even though we could start it, we'll start with a fresh new Simon Mirza Hashem on Thursday. So today, in theory, should be a little bit of a shorter shiur. Okay, so last time we had spoken about the fascinating discussion in Siv Gimel, where you had a mixture of kelim, and one of them needs hefsher kelim. Is that considered davar sheyesh lo matirin? And we saw that the shach is machmir, considers it a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and the chof masadim is machriya like the shach against the mechaber. And one should at least wait for it to be an Eino Ben Yomo before you rely on Bittel. The Pisrei Tshuva pulled out the wild card that we don't pass in like Lahalacha, but a fascinating wild card of the Slach. The Slach argues that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only said about foods. Because when you have foods, there you could run the argument of Rashi, Ashi Yochlanu Be'Eser Yochlanu Be'Heter. However, when it comes to tiltul, the Tzlach says on that Gemara, the Gemara was talking about tiltul, because you could be metaltal on Yontif, you could be metaltal after Yontif. So if you have that Svara, the Pisrei Tshuva concludes that Svara would help us over here as well. And we would say that the Kli you could use today and you could use tomorrow. So if you go like that Tzlach, you could cut down many cases of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but clearly the Shulchan Aruch didn't go that way, clearly the Shach didn't go that way. But that was that fascinating wild card of the Tzlach that you have in Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Vav. Because we were getting close to 4:30 last time, so I didn't do everything in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Vav. I just want to share with you that the Pisrei Tshuva also raises another issue about the suggestion of waiting for it to be an Eino Ben Yomo. And he points out that what about the suggestion that at the end of the day, if you wait for the Kli another day, so then, and you don't do anything, so then the Kli will still be Aser Midrabanan. So it's not a full Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because even if it's Tam Pogum, it's still Aser, it's still going to be Aser Midrabanan. So if you take a look, that's what the Pisrei Tshuva raised in the beginning of Sifkatan Vav, Ayin Shach, Umashi Hisigal Marshal. Ayim Tshuva Space Yaakov Shehistik Divrei Marshal the Shani Nizarm Diyesh Mitzvah Atarasan, that we already did. Ayin Shom Sheherif V'chein Tiritz B'mitas Yaakov V'ayin Odeshach, this is what I want to focus on. Ayin Odeshach Shekotav Dinir Sheish Lishos HaKelim actually B'nei Yoma. So just leave the Kelim and wait for them to be B'nei Yoma. So wait a second, what's the Shach's Eitzah? Analyzes the Pisrei Tshuva. Such a good Eitzah, wait for it to be Eina B'nei Yoma. But it's also going to be Aser Midrabanan. So what was inherent in the Shach's Svara? The Shach's Svara was, well, still you could wait. Achi Yochlenu Beheter, Achi Yochlenu Be'Isu Yochlenu Beheter. Don't rely on any type of Bittel. Achi Yochlenu Be'Isu Yochlenu Beheter. But it's not a Heter a day later. It's not going to be a Heter a day later when it's a Ben Yomo. Maybe Yom, the Rajba didn't suggest this, but the Shach did suggest it. So that's what the Pisrei Tshuva points out. And then he quotes a placey that's going to be important for us at the end of the day today. V'ayin crazy place, because of the afmi kol makom midrabanan aser kamok ken kasu b'chametz b'pesach have the davar sheyesh lo matirin. That when it comes to chametz b'pesach, there we're going to conclude today a diyun in the postum of whether it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Is chametz b'pesach a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Chametz b'pesach is interesting, because chametz b'pesach, it's a little bit of foreshadowing. Chametz b'pesach, let's say it's now Erev Adar, so in a couple months, Chametz is going to be Aser Lagamri, it's going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Then, it's going to be Aser Midrabanan, because it's Chametz Shavuot LePesach. And then, in a year and a month later from now, it's going to again be Aser Min HaTorah. So do you call that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? It's going to be Mutter for 12 months, but it's again going to become Aser. So that we're going to see the Siyata D'Shmaya, different Shitas. But who cares about what's going to be next Pesach? At the end of the day, Chametz Shavuot of Pesach is still Asur Midrabbanan. So how could it be that some are saying that's a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin? It's going to still be Asur Midrabbanan. So comes along the place, and the place he says, I'll tell you Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat is like this, that we ignore the fact that it's going to be Asur Midrabbanan. What do you mean we ignore it's going to be Asur Midrabbanan? We don't care about the Rabbanans? Of course we care about the Rabbanans. But at the end of the day, you still have an argument as a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin, because today the Chametz on Pesach is Asur Min HaTorah. Tomorrow, after Pesach, it's going to be only Asur Midrabbanan. So Rashi Svar replies, Achi Yochlanu, Be'isr Yochlanu Beheter, was me Yochlanu Beheter, eat it Beheter, Minatara it's going to be Beheter, Midrabbanan it's going to be Asur. So that's an interesting point that this Pesach Chuvah that we didn't have time to touch on raises in regards to Chametz for Pesach and the Shach's suggestion. Okay, so that's the Shach's suggestion. We quoted, I think, on the day that he was nifter, from the great Mechaber Sfarim, one of the most important Mechaber Sfarim of Sifrei Halach of this generation, is the Baal Tfilas Kelim of Tzvi Cohen. Tzvi Cohen was just passed away. I saw Rav Mann Shlita sent it out in an email. So we were quoting from his Sfarim in regards to the same kash, in regards to Tfilas Kelim, that the later poskim brought up. What happens if you have a mixture of kelim? So we were spoken about a mixture of kelim that require hechsher kelim. What happens if you have a mixture of kelim that one of them was chayiv in tevilas kelim? So in such a case, do we say that it's not going to be bafel because davar sheish l'matirin? So you could be tovel. So we saw that Chacham Avadya came out. So this was all from last week. Chacham Avadya in Chedek Beis Shuvates came out l'chumra. I gave you some interesting marmakos from the Shiurei Arav and Rav Ganach Shlita and the Ar Samech. You could look at it in the Shiurei Arav. It's actually in the footnotes on the piece that we already did. I'm going to leave that. But in regards to Chacham Avadya's tshuva, so I just want to point out that I saw that on Thursday, the svara that I had suggested against Rav Chesky Shabbaton. I had suggested, in other words, that time is money. So not bashkafa, but in practice, the time is money. It could be there's a third possibility. Like time is neither money, and money is neither time. But that's that'll be for Eon Shir, not for now. So that we suggest that time is money. So therefore, even though it's true that that could be a tefillas kelim doesn't cost anything, at the end of the day, if there's a tircha, so tircha would also qualify as hotzos, and if it would qualify as hotzos, so then in such a case. Then I thought it could very well be that there would be room to be mekel, and I was thrilled to see on Shabbos that Rav Tzvi Cohen Zatzal has that svara in his sefer. So even though Chacham Avadya is a collector's item, where Chacham Avadya was machmir and in Bnei Brak, at least one chaver's svarim was mekel, that it could be there's room to argue that that time is money, and the tircha is considered. Post and talk about a tircha qualifying as hotzos as well, and therefore I think that there is a tzad to be made in regards to the taruvos kelim, even though the earlier svarim didn't mention that. And then as I was heading towards Shabbos, I realized that there's a third razzle dazzle shaila, fascinating shaila in terms of hilcha Shabbos. I was thinking about our sugya in the context of Shabbos as well. And the poskim discuss the following fascinating deal. What happens if you leave a dvar muktza intentionally on something? So let's say you leave a rock on a chair intentionally. So then in such a case, we know in Hilchos Muktza that the chair becomes a basis l'davar asa. So here's the shaila that I found that the poskim discuss. What happens if it's mamish and the direct ancillary or parallel, direct parallel, to our above Shaila. So we start with the Tshuvas HaRajva, the Hechsher Kelim, and then Chacham Avadya and others connected it to the same Shaila in regards to Tfilas Kelim. And now, later, Poskin then connected it to a third instance. And that is the following. What happens if you leave the rock on the chair intentionally? So then the chair becomes a Basis L'davar Aser. What happens if the rock is knocked off and the chair gets mixed up with all the chairs? So then in such a case, so what would you say? You want to say, Afri Rav Mahaptos, everything is mutter. But the chair is now muktzah. Muktzah is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, so it should be usher to use all the chairs. That's what the poskim discussed. It should be usher to use all the chairs. So over here, it's actually harder, the hardest to be makel is in this case. L'maisa, we'll discuss in Hilchos Shabbos. Well, it's not the forum, but in Hilchos Shabbos, though, most of the time it won't be a shaila because of technicality in Hilchos Moksa that we'll discuss shortly. But in terms of Hilchos Taruvos, we're actually really, really stuck. Because when it comes to Hekshar Kalim, so then the Rajbo already called it Hotzos. The Shach didn't like it, but the Shach was Mekel and Ben Yomo, so the Minigo Olam is to go with the Chachma Sadam to be Mekel and Taruvos on Einu Ben Yomo. Fine. When it comes to Tfilas Kalim, so the Kama Vadi Zetzal and others said, you don't have that Heter of Hotzos and Ruvos, and therefore everything is going to be awesome in the Shilas Doraisa, you're going to have to be Machma. Rav Tzvi Kahn Zetzal came along and he said, well, I think there's room to be Mekel that nowadays called Hotzos and Ruvos. Over here, there's no Atzos Merubos on the Dover Sheish Lamatir. And here, the chair is going to become Mamish Mutter. So therefore, it should come out that the chair will be Aser, and therefore you wouldn't be able to sit on all of the chairs. So I found that in the Sefer that Reb Oren introduced me, Piskei Orah, I really enjoyed it. On page Tezvav, he quotes the Maror Mekomos, and he quotes a famous, I also like to share with you, great Talmidei Chachamim, who aren't well known in the newspapers. Rav Avram Ganachovsky was one of the biggest giants of Lamdanim, of just the previous generation. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Shabin. I think he was a Talmud at Shabin or Rav. He was known as one of the biggest Gaonim of the previous generation. He just passed away. And he was, they say, a real Geshmak et Talmud Chacham. So he was one of the first that was Mefalpel with the Svara. Of course, he points out that according to Tzlach, everything is going to be Mutter, because Tzlach said that when it comes to Tiltel, there's no Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. But he comes out L'chumrah. He says that Inachanami, it's going to be Aser. So then I found that my friend from Lakewood, Rav Dichman, we went to Tarvad Das together, so that he says, Maisa Shahayah in Lakewood, such a Shaila happened in Lakewood, in page Reish Yud Ches, that they had such a shaila, but they came out l'kula. And there are two reasons why you would come out l'kula, just technically in Hilchos Moksa. One reason that you would come out l'kula is that most of the time, let's describe the case in Lakewood. The case in Lakewood was that somebody had left a Dvar Moksa in a Simcha Hall. So here you have one, there was a Dvar Moksa that was on one of the chairs that was knocked down, and all the chairs, let's say even there are 200 chairs there, they all look the same. And now it's all mixed up. So now it's Aser to sit down to Simcha. Everybody's going to have to sit Shiva on the Simcha on the floor. So what's the answer? So the truth is, it's not going to happen 95% of the time with Shaila, and 99% of the time with Simcha. The reason is a technicality in Hilchos Shabbos, because for something to be considered a basis l'davar aser, it has to be meiniach. It has to be that you intentionally put it there. Now, if you think about it, particularly when it comes to a chair, most people don't intentionally put muktzah things because they want it to be there on the chair on Shabbos. Usually what happens is that someone put it down for a moment. So let's say someone was coming into the simcha. I want from Matzai Shabbos to take pictures. They put their camera on the chair, and then their wife asked them to help out change the kid's diaper, and the fellow left his camera on the chair. So that, in such a case, it wouldn't make the chair a basis l'davar aser. That's called shocheach. It has to be meiniach. It has to be that the person leaves it there intentionally. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered a basis l'davar aser. So that would be 99% of the times that's not going to be a problem. And finally, what Rav Dichman pointed out, even if it was that case, we have another halacha, and that is you can only make something that's muktza, something that belongs to you. This is one of my Baal Batim in the shul, Rabbi Yosef Miller, pointed out, and he said the same thing should apply in the shul as well, not just a simcha hall, and that is that only if you intend, only if you own the item. You have to own the basis in order to turn into a basis. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't turn it into a basis. So therefore, I give an example of a chair in shul. So he said the Baal Batim don't own the chair in the shul, the rabbi doesn't own the chair, and the Baal Batim don't. Who does? The whole tzibur does. So we need, the whole tzibur would require rishus in order to make it, to give its rishus, or the gabbayim would have to give rishus. So if the gabbayim gave rishus to put your camera on it, then in such a case, then you would have a shaila. By the way, a camera probably also wouldn't be a shaila. It would probably only be a rock that would be a shaila. So at the end of the day, it's really more of a theoretical shaila. But what's fascinating is you have the Rajba, where there are a lot of tzad and lakel. Nevertheless, the shach is machmir. Tfilas Kalim, where there are less stud in the Hakel, unless you accept what Rav Tzvi Kohn suggested. And then you have, when it comes to Mutzah, where actually, with the Kalim there, there's with the chairs there, there might even be more stud in Lehachmer. Okay, so that's in regards to wrapping up that Piskei Tshuva and Hamistad. Zach, and then, yeah, good? Beitan, yeah.
And then there's also Shaila, I think, a family simcha of mine. Something like this, where the caterer accidentally, they told them to put the food on the platter. They put some of it on the platter, and they cooked some of it in the oven on Shabbos, and they put it all together, I think. And the question was, like, what's going to be with the food?
Ah, that's it, right. That's going to be a different shot in terms of the gzeira, making it usher, because he did melacha, when he did melacha, that's the shayla.
Yeah, I think he did melacha, right. So then maybe it would be like mukta, I don't know.
And there, you're, okay. That was a mukta shayla or is a melacha shayla?
Well, then you can't get enough from the food.
Exactly, that's it, right. That would be a different shayla. But since you're mentioning it, I'll have a case like yours, which is even more like our case, and that is a geshmaka shayla that Rav Zilberstein says, because your shayla is, which we're going to get to, actually, then the simon is Mevashal B'Shabbos. That's Rav Zilberstein has this, only Rav Zilberstein has these great shaylas. So he has, this is a razzle-dazzle shayla. So he has like this, it's a fun shayla. What happened was, the boys in yeshiva were stealing the chalons every Friday night. I know it sounds very stark, stealing, but it's probably called stealing. If the yeshiva doesn't want you to eat the chalons on Friday night, and you take the chalon, then it's like the noisel. It's mamish Kabbalah Satayra. At Kabbalah Satayra, a person goes on Shabbos Kodesh, he goes, I don't care about the Aseret Sadibris, and he steals. So that's probably what it is. So people were stealing from the chalon, and the yeshiva told them not to take chalon, and they took the chalon from the thing. Unfortunately, you know, I'm giving mussar to myself, we're not sensitive about these things. But if a person is makbid, then it's mamish Neva and Zeru. And sometimes you think, you assume that the person is not makbid, and the person is makbid. It's pachad pechadim. Anyhow, so what the cook was tired of that problem. So the cook decided that what he's going to do is he's going to light candles. And his candles were chassidish candles that go out to in the morning. So he's going to light Shabbos candles on top of the chalons. So this way the boys are going to be asleep at 2. They're not such party animals. They're going to be asleep already at 2. He's going to light the candles, so they can't. That from they are. We're getting really off tangent, but you know the story. Rabbi Chait loves to tell the story where there was a fellow who had milk in a refrigerator, and everybody was taking the yeshiva in a kollel. Everybody was taking his milk. So he wrote on the milk. He wrote prati. He wrote private. So people kept on taking. He wrote his name. People kept on taking. 3-4 days. So he decided, you know, people keep on taking. So he wrote Chol Stam. And then no one took it. They say it's a true story. Pachad Pechadim. Pachad Pechadim. This is more important than Hilchos Taruas. This is not much more important than Hilchos Taruas. And you think it happens over there. So you should know. The fellow Max, he now is a Sholem Yeshiv here in Yeshiva. He told me a couple of years ago he was getting 50% of the money for the cakes that he was putting out. Now, I hope with Venmo or whatever, it's now better. But there was a time he was getting 50% of the money for the cakes that he was putting out. Pachad Pechadim. Rabbi Bina would say, you could take this and throw this out. What are we sitting and learning this for? You know, this is a Aseres Adibris. Okay, now recollect myself, and now let's come back to this. So this is an important point. It's an important point that somehow we get lost the forest from the trees. We as a collective. Now Zarlin Yanenu. So one more Geshmaka story. So Zilberstein said they put the candles on top of the thing, and the candles went out at 2 in the morning. But the cook outsmarted himself. Right? Why? Because he made the top of the pot, the cover, he made it a basis l'davar aser. So now you can't open the chalon pot. So they came to Zilberstein. Zilberstein said, right but wrong. He said, the cook doesn't own the pot, the yeshiva owns the pot. So he can't make the cover of the pot, the basis l'davar aser. He said it was nothing. So the cook knew what he was doing after all, and the boys didn't take chunk that shot. Yeah.
What we said for the shot is he's saying that the fact that you can wait for it to become pogum, that's what makes it a negotiation material? is that he holds of the Rashba that it's not a demonstration materium because of the Haggadah, because Haggadah is how it's up. So then what makes it a demonstration materium is the fact that you can wait, and therefore you have to wait.
I don't know if you have to read the Shach that way. You think that's how the Shach is saying?
Doesn't that seem how the Pesach Jew read it?
Show me.
Because he compares it, because we said that he compares it to Chametz on Pesach. But Chametz on Pesach, that's for sure, but the reason that it's a demonstration material because it's going to now become not Chametz on Pesach, it's going to become only because it's going to become only a Isra Derabanan. So now, seemingly the Shach would be saying the same thing, that is actually...
No, the Shach was... No, I disagree. You're saying good, but I disagree. The Pesachei Teshuva is saying as follows. The Pesachei Teshuva says that when you have these kelim and you wait till it's Eino Ben Yomo, the Shach had already said that in such a case that would qualify as a Dover Shesha Matirin, and we would say Achi Yochlanu Beisir, we should say Achi Yochlanu Beisir Yochlanu Beheter, and he quotes from the Kresi Uplesi that says that svara applies. So what the Shach is saying is, he's saying that you should wait till it's an Eina Ben Yomo, because Eina Chanami, it's going to be a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin prior, but it could also be that he disagrees with the Rajba. No, both are true. He disagrees with the Rajba in terms of Hotsa'os, because that's what he did. He quoted those who disagree. And then he says, and therefore I give you this Eitza. You're right that the Pesachei Teshuva is now creating another Dover Shei Shlom Matirin. I don't know if it was Mukhrof that the Shach himself had created that Dover Shei Shlom Matirin. Right.
Well, so then the Rambam would for sure have to hold
very good. We're going to get the royalty of the Rambam of Dover Shei Shlom Matirin.
If the Rambam says that Chometz is a Dover Shei Shlom Matirin, then he for sure
so that's has to the end
that.
Of the she- that's the end of the Shir. That's at the, yeah. Very good. You're right. That's very good. What you're saying is excellent. Okay. Siyata Deshmaya, let's begin the Siv Dalet. Says the Mechaber. Yes. Yesh Misha Omer, Delo Shayat Domer Sheshul Matirin, Hefa Shahamayachal Miskalkot. So he quotes from many Rishonim that say that if the food is going to go bad, so then in such a case, one could be makel. It's not considered Dover Shei Shlom Matirin. So the svara over here is a simple svara. The svara is that if the food is going to go bad, so then you don't have Achi Ochlenu B'Issei Ochlenu Hefter, because you can't eat it Behefter. The food is going to itself is not considered Dover Shei Shlom Matirin. Ramah, how the Dover Shei Shlom Matirin in a bottle? Hainu Dafki Imo Iser Be'en. Oshiyeh Shadayim Mamasho Se Iser Be'Tarubis. Avotaimo bottle, the Ramah says that this only applies if we have the Isser Be'en. But if it's Tam, so then in such a case, then it's not considered a Dover Sheishal Matirin. And the Ramah continues, V'chein, im eini sura machmas atzmo bottle. So we've spoken about an example of a chelev that fell into meat. So then, even though it would be a case of, let's say it wasn't chelev, but it was Isser Chadash that fell into meat, so then you would have said it could become mutter. So nevertheless, we're not going to say that because it's what we call an iser balua. So this is the opinion of the Ramah. Now the Shach himself in Sifkatan Tes disagrees. We won't go through the whole Shach, but you should know that the Shach says he doesn't see why this svara is compelling. Why would it be that just because you have something that's balua that you don't consider it a dover shiyeshlo Matirin? And the Shach says that's incorrect, and he does not pass in this way. We had gone through the Shach in Sifkatan Ches, and we saw that the Shach had mentioned the Svara, but he alludes to the fact that ultimately the Svara of the Ramah, but ultimately he rejects it. And the Shach says that if you look at the Trumas Hadesh and others, they weren't mechalik between Tam and Mamashos. The Sharetzion makes reference to this Shach. If you take a look at Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches, and the Sharetzion over there, they make reference to this shita that disagrees with the Mechaber. I don't recall if I have it in the booklet. I don't think so. But I do have it. Do I have it over here? Yes. No, it's Taka Kedai to read. The Mechaber says as follows. Just in terms of seeing this play out, Halacha L'maisa, the Mechaber tells us in Tav Kuf Yud Gimel Gimel, Beitza Shenolda B'yomtiv, Shenispashla B'shogeg Im Basa, Ritavshil, Im Yesh Shishim Kinega, I call Mutter Chutzmin HaBeitza. So if you have a Beitza as Nolda B'yomtiv, that was cooked B'shogeg with Basa Ritavshil. So the Mishnah Brura comments in Sifkat and Zayin, the Kaimalon, Dover Shesh on Matirin Lo Bato, So Mishnah Brura comments that this that we say that a beitza was cooked with other things is going to be mutter is because that was the case of min b'she'eino mino. We learned in the beginning of Siman Kuf Beis, and we gave that's what we spoke about last year, that davar she'esh lo matirin is going to be mutter by an eino mino. It's only going to be aser min b'mino. So that's what the Mishnah Brura says. So the Shaar Tzion comments over here, and he says that's if you take a look. This fits in well with the shita of the shach that we see that even tam is going to be a problem. Because if you hold that tam is not going to be a problem, so then in such a case, the question is, why would the Mishnah Brura say that davar sheyesh lo matirin is an issue over here? Because when it comes to tam, we're not choshesh for davar sheyesh lo matirin. So hence, we see on this topic that there are those who are choshesh for this shita. But the Mishnah Brura then goes on, Sifkat and Ches, and then he says, but the Ramah is Mekel, and he says, the Makom Simchas Yamtuf, he thinks you could be Mekel like the Ramah against the Shach. So in the Mishnah Brura, he's Choshesh for the Shach L'chatchila, but B'dievet, he says one could be Mekel. It would be interesting, I like doing the Lumdus in every case, but I'm leaving the Lumdus over here. What exactly is the Lumdus and Machlokas, whether you say that when it comes to Tam, there's a notion of Dover Shia Shal Matirin. I'm going to leave that for now, considering everything else we have to do. The Ramadan continues, and he says, V'lachein. Therefore, since we only look at Isser Machmas Atzmo, and Blios are not going to be important for Dover Shia Shal Matirin, Chaticha Shalom Nimlecha Tosh Shalosh Yamin, if you have a piece of meat that hasn't been salted, Afa Pishia Shamim Demikri Dover Shia Shal Matirin, some say that it should be called Dover Shia Shal Matirin, Hol Muteris L'Tzli, since you could do Tzli, you could roast it, therefore it's considered Dover Shesh L'Matirin. Just like we saw, that something that you could do Hechsher Kelim on, that's also called a Dover Shesh L'Matirin. So too, over here, one should say that if you have a piece of meat that hasn't been salted, that's mixed up with other pieces of meat, we should say that the entire Taruvus is also because of Dover Shesh L'Matirin. Afilu Achi B'Tela De'ena Surah El Machmas Dam HaBalua Ba. Since what we're dealing with over here is only an Isser Balua, so then in such a case, one could be Makel. That's how the Ramah paskins. Okay. The Ramah continues. Kol Isser Shalohai Mikur Kondishin Sa'arev Havei Batal Afu Bishu Dabar Sheishu Matirin. Any Isser that was not Mikur in the first place, even if it's a Dabar Sheishu Matirin, it's going to be Batal because it has to have a clear identity beforehand. The Rama then gives another example, another heter. Misha nadar midavar echad v'nis arev achekach l'didei mikri davar shiesh lo matirin da efshar lishol al nidra. If you have somebody that made a neder and it got mixed up with other things, so then it's going to be called a davar shiesh lo matirin. Excuse me, I said a heter. A chumrah. The Rama has a chumrah. The Rama says that if someone made a neder and that item is mixed up with everything else, so then since it's efshar lishol al nidra, that's going to also be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay. All of these examples, left, right and left, I think bring us back to the conceptual issues in terms of how we look at davar sheyesh lo matirin altogether. I ask you that when you learn this halacha, to think about the fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Ram about davar sheyesh lo matirin. So we saw Rashi said, "Ad sheyochlanu be'iser, yochlanu be'heter." We saw the Ram who had a beautiful razzle dazzle Lamdus, where the Ran in the Dharam, Adaf Nun Beis, says like this. He says, Davar Sheish Lamatirin, the way in which the Taz quote in Sifkat and Hey, says the way in which Davar Sheish Lamatirin works is that in order to have Bittel by a Taruvos, you need to have a contrast. You need to have Heter and then Isser. And then the Isser is assimilated to the Heter. But what happens if you have something that's not really fully Isser, so then it resembles the Heter. If it resembles the Heter, so then it becomes like Min Bimino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it's not going to be Batel. So I asked you, I gave you homework, Lamdisha homework, and I asked you, who do you think the Mechaber and the Ramah are paskening like? So it's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming that the Mechaber and the Ramah are entirely going with Shitas Rashi and not Shitas Aran. We see it time after time after time. I photocopied Rav Soloveitchik in the Shirei Rav, and I also just listed the nafkaminos that I, over here I have five nafkaminos between Rashi and the Ran, just in these halachos that we just learned, in terms of whether these halachos will go with Rashi or go with the Ran. So, first of all, this I think Rabbi Yamin pointed out, and if you want to follow along, you could just you don't need to follow along in my crypt notes. You could take a look in Shirei Rav. I think I'm even going Keseder, the Shirei Rav and Siman Heches. So, first of all, I think Binyamin made this point. If we're talking about Blios and saying that the Blios inside of a Pak, you're going to say it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin because you could do Hagala. You could do Hagala, and therefore it's called Davar Sheish L'Matirin. That's very, very hard to understand according to the Ran. Why would that be that just because you could do something, it's going to be called a Davar Sheish L'Matirin? The Ran's whole point is that when you look at this Taruvos, is this a Taruvos of Heter or is this a Taruvos of Isser? So the Rav brings a zillion rayas that every single time the post can talk about that you could have done something to make it mutter is assuming like Shitas Rashi. Because according to Rashi, we would say, if it's very easy to do, Achi Yoflanu Bissi Yoflanu Bhatta, then that makes sense. But we're talking according to the Ran, that the whole point is that this Taruvos is not a Taruvos of Isser and Heter, that the Isser is unidentifiable because it's also partially Heter, then you can't look at exterior factors. You have to look at the Taruvos. So it's one Chiddush to say Blios are part of the Taruvos. Okay, that's the Shach and the Ramah and so on and so forth. But let's say Blios are part of the Taruvos. Right now, the Blios over here is full Isser. What do you mean, what are you going to do tomorrow? So I think some of you made that point. The same applies, the Rav pointed out, the same applies to what we just saw in the Ramah, about the chaticha shelo nimlecha. That, what are you going to say? That because you could have roasted it, then in such a case, it would have been mutter. What? Right now, this whole taruvos is awesome. Most people don't even roast it. So how in the world, right? Most people don't roast meat. Of what percentage of meats that are sold in a butcher shop are ultimately roasted? Let's say 10%. The other 90% are not. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that because the taruvos is going to be redefined by these 10% people that are going to do it? That's weird. That doesn't make sense in Dinei Taruvos. In terms of Sheyachlanu Bissu, Sheyachlanu Behetah, that makes perfect sense. We could say, don't rely on Bittul, just do sleep. So then in such a case, you have Rashi Sar. That's Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three. Michael Sha'asav L'Iskalka. Michael Sha'asav L'Iskalka. So we say, oh, since it's also the skalka, it's not going to be called a davar sheish lamatim. What? Why is machlo shasal skalka not going to be considered a davar sheish lamatim? Right now, you have a taruvos of Isser and Heter that eventually is going to, it's eventually going to come mutter. So Ran had argued, you have no contrast to create the assimilation of Bittel. So who cares about the fact that later it's going to be also the skalka? But according to Rashi, then it makes sense. The whole svara, achi ochanu b'issi, ochanu b'heter. I can't eat it b'heter. I can't eat it b'heter because it's going to get spoiled. Okay. Nafkamina number four, I'll just give you a reference. I told you there's a beautiful lumdisha question that the Be'er Heitiv asks about suffek treifa. Suffek beitza, it's also a treifa. So I made reference to already on Monday, on Thursday, in the Be'er Heitiv. Hey, it's a brilliant lumdish question that was asked, and that also would be totally in this. And I found that the Prima Gadim was basically mechaving to what Rav Soloveitchik said in this, all of these chakiras in Shar Taruvos Gimel Beis on that question. So that's just a reference You take a look in the Shiurei HaRav where he has that. Right. The last raya that we haven't, that we've done, this is just five rayas from things that we learned, is the Ran who said that Hataras Nedarim is going to be considered a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So why do you say that Hataras Nedarim? The fact that you could ask the Rava, that's going to change it. In the Tarulas, the Tarulas is absolutely Isser. There's no Heter over here. So the answer is according to Rashi, Achil Chanu B'Isser, Yochanu B'Heter. So it's quite clear in Mechaber and Ramah, left and right, that we're going with Shitas Rashi and not going with the Ran, even though Vamei Bin Yavin, the Taz and Sivkot and Hay did try to work with the Ran. But it seems LaHalacha, we're clearly going with Shitas Rashi. And finally, the last Nafkamina that the Prima Gadim also makes reference to. The Prima Gadim doesn't say, he says in the complicated case of Safik Beitz Atreifa, which I'm not going to discuss, but clearly the Prima Gadim is driving at this, is the case of Chametz B'Pesach. Is Chametz B'Pesach of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So let's take a look and see the discussion in regards to Chametz B'Pesach, starting from, you know what, let's go back all the way to the Beis Yosef, just seeing the Beis Yosef. The truth is the Beis Yosef doesn't give us much information, but let's just root it in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says in Kuf Beis Dalid, Kasav Amardachi, Perikol Shav, Kasav Arashmi Paliza, Mishem Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Shayach Lover Shesh Lamatim Hechel Shemachmayach Mekalkel, V'chein Mirabbeinu Chaim, D'dover HaChozer L'Yisur Me'ilav. What happened to something that eventually is going to become mutter, but then it's going to become aser again? Can go in chametz shechozer l'shana abal l'isura l'oshayach lamar davar sheish l'matirin kol shekein davar sheinu be'en kiim taima ba'alma. That's very interesting, by the way. That kol shekein davar sheinu be'en, certainly just like something that returns to the heter, the returns is going to return to iser. It's not considered davar sheish l'matirin. Certainly something that's taima ba'alma. I'd like to hear. I told you that there's a lot to be in the falco on how time works. I'd like to hear what you have to say as far as that's concerned. Anyhow, this is the quote that the Mordechi says, that do we consider Chametz B'Pesach Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So the answer, some say, is no, it's not going to be considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because it's going to be Chozer Li Isura. Now, there are two. This is a glass half full, glass half empty type of question. On the one hand, it's going to become Heter. On the other hand, do you say the fact that eventually it's going to come back Li Isur, is that enough to make it no longer Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Anybody want to suggest what the lumdus of that machlokus is? What exactly is the lumdus there? I don't mean fancy lumdus, just what are the two svaras? It's something also to work on. The Ramado says, let's take a look at the Ramah. Davar Sheyesh Lo Heter V'Chozer V'Nesach K'gon Chametz V'Pesach Lo Mikri Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So, as Binyamin pointed out, the Rambam has a fascinating formulation where the Rambam says, "Yeirah Eli." It would seem to me that that when it comes to chametz bePesach, that it's aser b'mashuhu because it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin. That's how the Rambam passes. The Rambam ignores the fact that it's going to become aser next Pesach. Rambam says it's going to be considered a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Now, the truth is that this theoretical question of whether chametz is going to be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not, this question is really at first glance, first good glance, al pi halacha academic, because what are we being mefalpel? We're being mefalpel if you have a tarubas of chametz and you want to say bittel. You can't say bittul because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Or you say, no, you could say bittul because it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Badei HaShulchan summarizes beautifully the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. We'll see both B'siyata D'Shmaya, and points out that really this is not lemaisa too often. Why? Because anyhow, we paskin that chametz b'pesach is aser b'mashu. So even if you were going to say that it is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, we paskin that a mixture of chametz v'pesach, bein min b'mino, bein min b'she'eno mino, is going to be aser b'mashu, midrabanan. So really, it's an academic machlokas. It's not lemaisa. So first, let's see it how the Badei Shulchan presents it, and then see other implications as far as this discussion goes. So you take a look. The Badei Shulchan is in Sifkatan Nun Aleph. Just he summarizes what I just said, but it's kedai to see it inside. Hine Kulei Alma Moda the Kaimel and the Chametz Pesel Hu Mashu. Everybody agrees that Chametz Pesel is also Mashu. What the Rambam is arguing with Rabbeinu Tam is an academic machlokas. The Rambam is saying it's Asra al Stav Rishei Shel Matirin, but Rabbeinu Tam is going to agree in most instances it's going to be Asra because Chametz is Asra Mashu. So there's really no Nafkamina. We'll see what the Nafkamina. There is a Nafkamina, an important one. And you read Shulchan Aruch, it's Mukhraf. All this is Mukhraf. The Mechaber put this all in the formulation of Shulchan Aruch in Tav Mem Zayin. Hine kula alma moda de kam lechamis pesach umashu al shenafku betam adaber. De ledeya shniya kan, whom he tam dava dara shiyo shamatirin, skip the parentheses. Uledeya kamais achamis al chashu dava shiyo shamatirin, kim shechoz arus achamis yos neser pesach. Ela ahad dechamis umashu mishum churma dechamis. So it's really a churma dechamis. There's really no nafkamina. In general, says the Badei Shulchan, but there is a nafkamina. The nafkamina is going to be Erev Pesach. Some of you might know that Erev Pesach is different than Pesach itself. Erev Pesach is an Isser Lav, Chametz is going to be an Isser Kar. So on Erev Pesach, so then the Achar Zman Isser, so then we don't have the Chumrah the Pesach, that because we're not dealing with an Isser Kares, so then we're not Oser and Isser Mashu on Chametz on Erev Pesach. But if Chametz for Pesach is Dover Shiyeshal Matirin, so then in such a case, it's going to be Usr after Pesach. That's what the Badei Shulchan quotes. It's Mukhrach and Shulchan Aruch, we'll see shortly. Omnam Naftimim Mehai Futsa Nishnekan Hulin Chametz for Pesach Lachaz Manisu. The man is Savar the Chametz of Dover Shiyeshal Matirin, Gam Be'er Pesach Lalispata. A man is Savar the Chametz of Dover Shiyeshal Matirin, Zrak Pesach Atzmu Dilo Batu Mishum Chorme de Kares. There's only a Chumar Kares on Pesach itself. It doesn't exist on Erev Pesach. And therefore, you would have bittul if you hold that Chametz Pesach is not Dover Shiyeshal Matirin. So that's going to be the one nafkamina in this machlokas. Even though when you read the Ramah, you don't get that impression. When you read the Ramah, you get the impression, oh, this man will hold that the Chametz Pesach is going to be mutter because it's not Dover Shiyeshal Matirin. That we know. If we just think a little bit about Hilchas Chametz Pesach, we know that that's the halacha. And this is exactly how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at Simin Tof Mem Zayin Sif Beis. Look how the Shulchan Aruch says it. And look how the Mishnah Berurah says it. Everything is meduya. Says the Mechaber, Chametz shenis arim mishay shos, Chametz that's mixed up after 6 hours, Adalaila, ain't a iser mashu, doesn't have an iser mashu, Eladina kishari surim. Oh, so the Mechaber is a little gutsy over here. He was makil against the Rambam. The Mechaber paskins that's not considered a dover shiyesh lo matirim. So the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Tesvav. Afagav the lokin alav is man who al chilazakam osam and all come up from kima dein chiv kares lo lechmir bo chacham lesser and mashu the chacham weren't machmir on it, so that's how we paskin. But notice the mechaber is only talking about on erev Pesach. He's not talking about on Pesach itself. Comments the Be'er Halacha on the same page. Isur in the top line. It's mashmat that he was makel both min b'mino and min b'sheino mino on Pesach. V'lo mikri chametz davar sheish l'matirin. And the mechaber was paskening that chametz is not considered davar sheish l'matirin, like it's brought down in the Ramah in Simen Kuf Beis in the first day. V'chein pasuk b'toras chatas u'delo k'mo shekosav ha'shach, but not like the shach paskins. Not like the shach paskins. What's he referring to? Not like the Shach Paskin. So take a look in Sifkaton Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph. The Shach says in Yud Gimel, Kagon Chametz Pesach, Lafil Haki Yesh Omrin, De Im Nisar Biyosh Pesach Fil Be'elch Lo Bato, The Time in Kamosh Kasa Marki Uraz, Vishalom Yosh Biyosh El Bisum Shos Matshesh, Shishim and Da 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 Da, Vahayim Dukas Hashem, Chametz Shinsar Mishesh Shos El Mala, Adalala Enos Amashal Adino Kishari Surim, V'i have a davar sheish lo matir in the second half of the shach is more important than Yud-Gimel. And if it's considered davar sheish lo matir, I feel Be'er Pesach Nami should be aser. Miu Yeshlomar Bizen Mikomakom Batal Shalobimino. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no, we'll have to learn that the Mechaber was only talking about Eino Mino, because we know Davar Sheishlo Matirin is only Aser, Min, the Mino. But Min Mishe Eino Mino is going to be Mutter. So that's what the Shach is Matrik. The Shach says that the Mechaber was talking only about, in Hilchos Chametz, was only being Mekel on Min Mishe Eino Mino, wasn't being Mekel on Bim Mino. Says the Be'er Halacha, doesn't sound like that most of the poskim were paskin this way. It sounds like that most of the poskim were paskining that's going to mutter both min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. Why? Because they're paskining against the shach. They're paskining that the halacha is that chametz on erev Pesach is going to be mutter because it's not considered a davar shiyesh lo matirin. He says that's levush, that's the Magen Avraham. And if you take a look at our gra in Sifkat and Chaf, the Gra concludes, "Va'ayim bi'arachayim simin tof mem zayim shesasam kishvar rishona." That he paskins like the first day of the Shach wanted to be machmir lahalacha, so he kvetches the mechaber, saying only talking about min b'sheino mino on erev Pesach because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Comes along the Be'er Halacha, and the Be'er Halacha says that the Gra already said not that way. That the mechaber himself is so saying like the first day of and against the Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, look, the Shach is Machmir, and it is the Rambam. It's not an obscure Rishon. It is a Rambam, and the Rambam, for us who love Rambam, when the Rambam says Yeroi Ali, that's very, very exciting. So I don't know. I guess the Tzarek Gadol, the Hefsid Meruba, and so on, I would definitely be Mekel, but I would encourage that one L'chatchila should try to be Machmir. Comes along, again, this the Spinker Dayan in Piskei Horah and points out that this whole discussion of Chametz for Pesach is also going to be talui in the Ran and Rashi. He says, take a look on page Reish Ches. It's on the next page. Midibre Ran Pesach Masher Sfir Leidikim Shigam L'Mafi Yelav Aser Ein Zev Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. So the Piskei Ora says, wait a second. Let's leave aside there. We're going to conclude today that there are two fundamental chakiras in regards to Chametz Pesach. Number one, Chametz Pesach, the fact that it's going to become usher again by next Pesach, does that remove the fact that it's davar sheyesh lo matirin? And that we saw as a machlokes rishonim. Now we're going to argue, but wait a second. What about the fact that it's going to become Aser Midrabanan still after Pesach? So it never becomes entirely Mutter. So the Piskei Ora wants to say that the Ran is going to be Lishitaso. The Ran holds that it's not considered a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because according to the Ran, Ein Achanami. The Taruvos is always Aser. It happens to be at times it's Aser Minat Torah, but at times it's Aser Midrabanan. The whole Taruvos is Aser. So if the Taruvos is Aser, he wants to argue. So then in such a case, it's not going to be called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. But according to Rashi, who says, Ashi Yochlenu B'Isser Yochlenu B'Heter, then he hears that there's a possibility to call it Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because when it comes to Isser Darabanan, it's definitely a different Madrega of Isser than the Isser Daraisa. He wants to argue it's going to be the Ran Lishitasa. So this will be Nafkamina number 6 or 7 in the Chakira between the Ran and Rashi. Let us take a look 10 lines into Tezayin. First word online is Taz. Avol Didon, page Reish Ches. Avol Didon, the Nakhtini, Tisvaris Rashi. Kasu Kamposim, Tisvaris Rashi, Shayeches. Apecha, the Hayelo, Mixes Hefet. The Kolhecha, the Efshe, Beheter, Tvei, Adiv. And that's the crazy place that we started with today. That was the crazy place that we saw that said, let's remind ourselves, turn back to Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Vav, that the Piskei Tshuva said that the whole idea of waiting on the Kalim and saying that these Kalim are going to be better when there's Eina Ben Yomo. So we said, wait a second, what do you mean that the Kalim is going to be better when it's an Eina Ben Yomo? It's still going to be Aser. So the answer is that according to Rashi, it makes sense. Asher Yochlanu B'Isser Yochlanu B'Heter, that Isser D'Rabbanan is much less level, a much lower level of Isser. And they say, the Piskei Tshuva says, and that's what the crazy place he says by Chametz B'Pesach. Chametz Pesach could clearly be called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because of this svara. So the crazy place already alluded to the fact that Chametz Pesach would also fall into this machlokas, and the stinker Dayan suggested that this is the Ran L'Shitasa. You could be mefakpek whether it's really the Ran L'Shitasa. You could argue it's not mukhruch, but it definitely is. It's definitely worth mentioning. And he goes back and forth, of how we paskin on this shaila. He quotes many. That's the godless of the sefer, the Piskei Horah. He quotes many who say that davar sheyesh, that if it becomes asur midrabanan, it would not be called the davar sheyesh l'matirin. And he quotes many who say that it would be considered davar sheyesh l'matirin. For example, he has some big names who are mekel that say it's not considered davar sheyesh l'matirin. He found the Chacham Tzvi is mekel, the Yad Yehuda is mekel. Although there are those who are docha, those rayos, but it's not coincidence that the Shelas Yavitz is also mekel. Shelas Yavitz Rabbi Yaakov Emden, of course, was the Chacham Tzvi's son, so he follows often. Rabbi Yaakov Emden will follow in the footsteps of his father. So the whole premise, we're pointing out that the whole premise of this discussion is assuming that Isser Darabanan would still allow for the possibility to call it a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Yes?
Could you say that with these nafkaminas, seeing as there is a way to make it hetter, you could still say, according to the Ran, that it's not so fundamentally us that there is...
Agreed. In other words, that's exactly what I was alluding to. That you could argue with the stinker Dayan, and you could say no. You could say that when we're talking about something that is going to go from Doraisa to Derabanan, so in such a case that is reflected by the chetz of Isser itself, and that in other words that the taruvos, the way to say it is like this. I think the way to say it is like this: when it comes to Isser Derabanan, Isser Gavra. Not Isura Chefza. So the Chefza, the Taruvos is going to be entirely mutter. I agree. It's not 100% mukhrach. What he's right about is it's very smooth according to Rashi. That's for sure. According to Rashi, it's very smooth. According to others, it's a little bit more complicated. Yes, Nyan.
Seemingly, all of the Rishonim don't really care about the fact that something will become Aster Drabana, because if they said that made something into not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, then we wouldn't have to say that Chametz Pesach is
becoming... Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's his point.
Yeah,
so that's his point. He thinks that the Ran would not be... the Ran would look at the Rama and say, what are you writing about? That's what he claims. He claims that the Ran would say, this whole discussion doesn't make any sense to him.
Because the Derabana...
Exactly. Okay, so this is that discussion of Chametz B'Pesach. Finally, the Ramah concludes Sif Dalit, concludes our Simen, with one more interesting nafkamina, which one needs to learn it well. It's not hard, but one needs to learn it methodically to understand the simple psak of the Mishnah Brura about the Shaila. So the Ramah says, the lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin, elin kein huter l'misha nesach. It's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, except for an instance of where it becomes mutter also for the individual who was asur for. Aval neshar le'echad le'olam asur, afal garshu mutter acherin, kigonam vashu l'shabbos, lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. So this is your case of Eitan. That is, someone who cooks on Shabbos. So then, the halach is, am vashu l'shabbos b'mezid. First of all, we have to go through the basic halachos. Actually, Gemara and Chulin, even though it has nothing to do with what most people associate with Chulin, Gemara and Daf Tezvav. Gemara talks about someone who cooks on Shabbos, a different sheet is Tanoim, but this is Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa is that if someone cooks on Shabbos for Mezid, it's Aser Lo La'olam, he can't have Hana for forever, and for others, they're allowed to get Hana after Shabbos. So here's the Shaila. What happens if Reuven cooks for Mezid on Shabbos, and then it gets mixed up into other things? So on the one hand, for everybody else, it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's going to become what? The Chol HaDeos now. Not totally in Rashi and Rashi. Where everybody, it's going to be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. On the other hand, for Reuven, it's going to stay Aser to him forever. So mitzad Reuven, it really isn't a davar sheyesh lamatir. So who do you look at it? From whose perspective do you look at it? Do you look at it from the perspective of Acherim, or do you look at it from the perspective of him? So in the Rishonim, in our Hilchos, in Isser Veheter, it's a very, very clear cut. And that is the Yisod that the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Rukman and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes it. Everybody's on board, at least in Isser Veheter, everybody's on board that the halacha is that you look at him. If for him, it's not going to become mutter ever, so then it's not considered davar sheyesh lamatirin, and it's going to be considered a regular din of bittel, and therefore mevashel b'shabbos will be mutter. So far, so good. Beautiful. That's how it's clear in Hilchos Taruvos. However, halacha lemaisa in Orach Chaim, it's not so clear cut at all, because there's a fascinating Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Shin Yud Ches Sifkat and Beis is mechalek between two different periods. He's mechalek between whether it was mixed up on Shabbos or whether it was mixed up on Matzoi Shabbos. And he says, wait a second. Is this really correct? That you just look at him, and if you look at him, so then you could say that it's considered a davar she'ein lo matirin, because it never becomes aser for him? Maybe I could bring raya, says the Magen Avram, that this is just simply wrong. That you look at davar she'esh lo matirin, not only from the perspective of him, but you also look at it from the perspective of others as well. So if you take a look at the Magen Avram, Sifkat and Beis, and we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, it seems to be noted this way, lahalacha. When we did Maaseh Shabbos, I didn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. This is, gets so involved with Yaradei and Taruvus and Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. So if you don't get it now, it could be that when you're doing Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to touch on this, because this is the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, and everybody's all excited to talk about the halachos of Bishul. So most people don't stop at this. Magen Avram brings out a lot of lamdus and Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. So, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah. The godless of the Mishnah Berurah is the Mishnah Berurah does everything. He does everything, but he does it very, very quickly, and almost if you're not doing Taruvus, you could almost miss what the Mishnah Berurah is doing. So if you take a look at Magen Avram in our photocopy, it's in the first column, page Tav Kuf Yud Aleph. It's five lines from the bottom. First one on the line is Truma. Even above that, Va'ayim B'Yoradeh. First word on the line is Beis. Va'ayim B'Yoradeh. So Simin Kuf Beis. Then Nisariv also Dar Ba'Acherim Batal. If it's mixed up with other things, it's Batal. We'll have a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. So everybody got the case. Someone cooked B'Mezid. This comes up. Someone cooked B'Mezid. It was then mixed with other things. Is the whole taruva going to be aser? So he says, no, it's going to be fine. Dumya the truma. V'tzarech yun. That's what we learn in Yaradeh. De'ein anidon doma l'raya. The truma lo have etzel shum adam davar sheyesh lamatirin. De'i l'kain gama yom mutter. V'i Yisrael olam aser. Says the Magen Avram, if you're talking about a case of where for one person it's going to be mutter for him forever, and for another person, it's going to be usher forever, then in such a case, you could look at the person who's going to be usher forever and say it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Aval hacha, kivan shechal alav, shem davar sheyesh lamatirin la'acherim. But over here, for this person, which person? All of Klal Yisrael, acherim. There, for them, it's going to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So why do you say, says the Magen Avram, that you focus on the person that's going to be usher for? What about Jews on Shabbos? For Jews on Shabbos, it's going to become mutter after Shabbos. So says the Magen Avram, it depends on when it got mixed up. If it got mixed up on Shabbos, so then in such a case, it was a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the Jews. And why do you say that you look at the owner? Where did the Ramah get this from, that you look at the owner? For most of the world, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. If it gets mixed up on Matzoi Shabbos, then the Rabbeinu Tam makes sense. Then when it gets mixed up on Matzoi Shabbos, there on Matzoi Shabbos, it's mutter for the Jews forever. And it's usher for this guy forever. So then in such a case, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the Magen Avram has a raya. If you have bikurim that's mixed up, it's us. Bikurim is only mutter to a kohen. The kohen could only eat in Yerushalayim. It gets mixed up in Beis Shemesh. So then, and we know that going up to Yerushalayim is also considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Afagav deludidhu havei davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even though for them, for all the Jews, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even the kohanim havei davar sheyesh lo matirin, yachol nachon b'Yerushalayim, af lezarim aser. Once it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the kohanim, so for then everybody else also davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that's the psak of the Magen Avraham. So take a look at how brilliantly Kedarko the Kodesh, the Mishnah Brura, does this. The Mishnah Brura squeezes in all of Maaseh Shabbos into one page, almost one page of Mishnah Brura. Every single line in this Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, is loaded. In fact, Sifkat and Aleph is a Hakdama, and that most of it, and every single line in the rest of the Mishnah Brura is loaded. So if you take a look, three lines from the bottom, from the Mishnah Brura, in this Arev B'Shabbos, Oser davar shenispashel b'meizid b'acherim, das ha-mogin avram de'eno mispatil, v'oselo b'shebes lehenos mizeh. The Magen Avram disagrees with the psak of the Mechaber, and Magen Avram holds that it's not going to be bottled, and it's aser on Shabbos, because davar sheyesh l'matirin. V'kim l'matzoi Shabbos, yibot l'achem, mikri davar sheyesh l'matirin. U'mah shekosu b'yoredeya, hipuch zeh, nitchak ha-mogin avram li'achshlo. The Magen Avram that rejects that which is written beferish in Shulchan Aruch, va'ayin b'chavas da shom shecholik alav. So Chavas Da has a wild lamdus by us. I decide not to do it. It's recommended, read it, that the Chavas Da rejects this Magen Avram. The Chavas Da rejects the Magen Avram entirely based on lamdus in terms of bikurim, and it's not central to Hilchos Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So I decided not to do it with you. But take a look over there. The calls on Mavash Latzal the Inya Chem Kuliyama Mikri Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So the Mishnah Brura actually seems to be Choshesh for the Shita of the Magen Avram. And if you take a look, then, and that's the Pshat in the Sharitzian. Sharitzian Sifkat and Yud Aleph says, Avol Nisare B'Matzai Shabbos, but if it's mixed up on Matzai Shabbos, then Mispatel Kulei Alma. Then says the Magen Avram Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya got it right. Yoredeya got it right on Matzai Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it would be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that's the Mishnah Brura does things very, very quietly and swiftly. He basically summarizes this whole Magen Avram in these 1.5 lines, and you also have to do the Sharitzian. A lot of times, it's not enough to do the Mishnah Brura alone. You got to do the Sharitzian. Here he didn't even give the whole picture about the difference between Matzai Shabbos and on Shabbos, so that one only sees through the Sharitzian. Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, let's just review what we did today. Today we summarized the three different diyunim in regards to Taruvos Kalim. Of course, according to Tzlach, you would be matter in every single case of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin comes to Kalim. The Minhag HaOlam is to be Machmir. There's most room to be makel by Hechsher Kalim. Even the Shach was Machmir on that. Tzvilas Kalim, there's even less room to be makel, but we thought that there's room for Tzvi Kohen's Heter. When it comes to Muktza, then it's going to be even harder because you don't have that Heter. We saw there's a big Machlokas, and we didn't come up with the Lumdus of whether something that just has Tam is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We then later saw that the Beis Yosef had said that if you're going to be makel on, if you're going to be makel on chametz, certainly you're going to be makel on tam. I don't know what he means by that. I don't know what that svara is, but that's what we saw the Beis Yosef says. And by tam, we saw that's a big machlokus between the Ramah and the Shach. And we saw that the Mishnah Brura was choshish for l'chatchila, but b'makom simchas yomtiv he was makel. We then saw the many many nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ran with through both the Mechaber and the Ramah. We went through 6 nafkaminas. And then that brought us to Chametz V'Pesach. So he said, by Chametz V'Pesach, there are two fundamental chakiras. One is that something becomes us or again. Is that going to be considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? That's one question. And then the other question is whether when something starts out as an Issur D'Oraisa and goes to a Durabanan, is that going to be considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So the first question is what, according to the poskim, is what rides the machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Whether the fact that it becomes usser again makes that it won't be a double shesh shlomatirin. And we saw the nafkamina between that machlokis is only going to be on Erev Pesach. And that's how we saw what the Mishnah Berurah said. There was a machlokis between the pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shach. The Shach was more noted to say that there is a Dover Shesh Shlomatirin on Erev Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah seemed to be more noted lehakel, and he pointed out the Nafkamina was going to be Min B'Shein Omino on Erev Pesach. If you hold Dover Shesh Shlomatirin, so then in such a case, then we're makel by Dover Shesh Shlomatirin by Min B'Shein Omino. And but otherwise you would have to be machmir on min b'mino. So is the mechaber being makel just by min b'shein omino, or is the mechaber being makel both on min b'mino and min b'shein omino? Because if chametz pesach is only aser because of chumrah de pesach, then it wouldn't be aser on erev pesach. We then segue with that to the shaila in regards to how you look at something that goes from doraisa to derabanan, and it seemed that from these shitas they were assuming that the fact that it's a Darabanan is not going to be significant, and we saw that is the approach of the approach of many of the poskim to say that the fact that it's going to be a Isser Darabanan is not significant in affecting the Dover Sheish L'Matirin. It's going to have a din of a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, and the Piskei Hora went so far as to say that it seems to be totally in the Machlokas Rashi and Ran. And that we agreed with, but even more than that, he seemed to say that already the crazy place is Merames too. But he wanted to say that maybe the Ran is Lashitaso, and for that, Jake said that maybe I agree that that's not going to be entirely Mokhlef. And then we have the Sugya Mevashel B'Shabbos, so that the Ramah came out that the halacha is that Mevashel B'Shabbos is not going to be considered Dover Sheish L'Matirin because it's Usser for him. And the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. Why are you focusing on him? There's no why do you focus on him? Why not you focus on the rest of the world? And he says, he thinks that there are riots that you do focus on the rest of the world. But there is one time when Itaka would not qualify as a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So for the rest of the world, it's going to become mutter after Shabbos. Taruvus happens on Shabbos itself. It's not going to be batel. But if it happened on Matzoy Shabbos, then that's a case of where it stays in a single state. It stays forever usher for the Mvashel, stays mutter for everybody else. Then I would agree that's not considered Dover Sheish L'Matirin, says the Magen Avraham. Fantastic. If you take a look in the back of your booklet, you will see that the Sefer Shiras Devora does a nice job, and he gives you 11 conditions, halacha l'maisa. It basically is a summary of all of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. He gives you 11 conditions to have a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So if you ever have a shayla of Dover Sheish L'Matirin, you open to page 297 of the Shiras Devora and just review those 11 conditions that he has, and you can take a look at it on your own. It's straightforward based on what everything the Siyata Dishmaya we learned. One last thing that we're not going to do today is the one thing that I left out is that we're about to wrap up the sugya of Dover Sheish L'Matirin, but there is a fascinating question that one could ask. And that's these Mar Mekomos, that is the sugya of Dover Sheim Minyan. What is the relationship between the din of Dover Sheim Minyan, Dover Sheim L'Matirin? So I don't have a full mahalach, but I do think that when we discuss these shailas, people ignore Dover Sheim Minyan. And I was thrilled to see that the Prisha asks this question. So we'll, Mirza Hashem, on Thursday, we'll pick up with that. And of course, we're going to pick up with Simin Kuf Gimel for Thursday. Please do as much as you can. Of course, I'll give you Mar Mekomos. Do the Beis Yosef as well. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kuf Gimel is extremely important. One learning tip that I don't know if you've noticed, I've alluded to this in the past, but now just sort of Kuf Gimel brings this out. If your time is limited, it's often helpful that particularly in the beginning of the Siman to do the Beis Yosef. And if you're not able to do all the Beis Yosefs, if you did the Beis Yosef in the beginning of the Siman, there is a good chance that you'll be in pretty good shape. Because the Beis Yosef quotes the most important shitas, tends to quote them. If it's not a large Siman with many halachos, he'll quote almost all the important things in the beginning of the Siman. As the Siman goes on, then the Beis Yosef begins to quote the more and more obscure things. So if you want to get the building blocks of the sugya, and it's not a large siman, if you do the first couple of Beis Yosefs, the odds are you're going to be okay. If it's a long siman, so then it's a totally different story. Because then after a couple of sifim, he'll he'll start quoting the Gemara. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, next time, do Dovr Shebeminyan, which should be quick, as well as...